Hey everybody, we are The Natural Ones, a Dungeons & Dragons comedy cast that takes place in the Roselands, an original fantasy world and a land slipping into chaos as the players try to do their best in keeping things in check. Sort of. Join players Jerry, Pat, and Aiden as they roll their way out of whatever Dungeon Master Zecktown puts in front of them. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Google Play, and wherever else you find your podcasts. Find us on Twitter at TheNat1SCast. Again, that's TheNat1SCast. We are a proud founding member of the A Tale of D20s podcast network.
Greetings, Dungeon Delvers, and welcome to yet another exciting chapter of A Tale D20's Descent into the Void, where six friends join together to tell a story of mythic proportion.
Ah! Gather round, gather round. Let me tell you a tale of life and death, of joy and sorrow. A tale of D20s!
So, without further ado, let's remove the bookmark and continue our epic tale. Last time, Liberators, you went flying through a time-winding experience being thrust into the past, future, and a realm outside time and reality. After squaring off in a game of arcane chicken with Daramo inside the Corpores, you were all transported throughout time and space. Duran and King to the desolate future, Monaco and Horatio to the forgotten past, and Cal to the realm of the gods Eustacia. In the future, Duran and King witnessed the aftermath of Hiei and Daramo's destruction. Without the Liberators, Duskhaven was a demon-ridden land with a small resistance led by Sariel, the elven leader, and Kai, the former demon dancer. They explained how Daramo unlocked a new power in their absence, becoming a dark entity known as Tartarus. He went off to continue his domination of reality while Hiei became the new demon ruler of Duskhaven. With the arrival of Duran and King, Sariel had new hopes for a plan to assault the Thalosian throne, where the ley lines were connected. There, Hiei was sitting upon the throne controlling magic within this plane. Speaking with Duran privately, Sariel warned him that he would have to let King go and let him become the deity he was destined to be, foreshadowing events soon to come. During the assault, Kai and Duran faced off against Hiei in the abyssal world, while King sat upon the arcane throne and erupted into an entity of pure light and power, destroying his mortal body and the connection of the stelae in the process. Monaco and Horatio shifted to the past. There they saw what Duskhaven was, Yggdrasil. Finding out magic was much stronger in this time, they both headed into a town which was filled with strangely dressed people of all races that haven't been seen in the current Duskhaven. Here, Horatio found the original Trias, Gaia, Eros, and Erebus, and followed them to their Aegis base. Listening to their plans to travel to the doorway of Eustacia, they were discovered hiding, and Horatio revealed his lineage and the events of the distant future to the people of the past. Thought to be treachery, the Trias took Monaco and Horatio with them to the doorway. There they fought a strange blob-like creature, where Horatio attempted to burst past his limit, going back into Archon mode after being affected by the ley lines previously, which caused a massive explosion that destroyed the monster, but himself and all the allies around him, fulfilling the vision he saw with King so long ago. Cal, with his intense speed, holding on to Judean Sunfell, teleported to the gateway to Eustacia, in the Astral Sea. Entering in, he was brought into a utopian world brimming with power. Greeted by the guardians of the doorway, Alexares and Anacetus, they took him to the goddess Nyx, who was held captive in a cell. Here, Nyx explained to Cal that due to her part that she played in the battle with the Aegis and the Prolepsy, she was being punished, but not going to any further detail. She did, however, state that she joined forces with Myleki, the Prolepsy, and Asmodeus, the King of the Nine Hells, in order to bring powers to the mortals to help them defeat the demons and chaos. Something went wrong, and Myleki was lost, giving only the tieflings the power, those closest to Asmodeus. Gaia also attempted to defeat the chaos and created a weapon, but in doing so, she destroyed all of reality, splitting it into the void that is currently known to you all. Cal broke Nyx out of her cell and they traveled to the Morai, the Fates, her children. They revealed to Cal that he is a Fate Breaker and could save the realms from the true enemy, Hallister, and the aberrant creatures from the Far Realm. Everything that was taking place was orchestrated by him, from Doramo to even, perhaps, the journeying of the Liberators. With his goal of opening the doorway to the Far Realm and descending reality into madness. To give him the ability to break what was set in stone, the Morai handed Cal a strange cube and told him to unlock it using his power of being the Mortal Key. He had agreed, and in doing so, released energy that reminded him of Hades, King of the Underworld, and also a different aspect of Celemvor, his god. At that point, he was thrusted back throughout space and time, grabbing his allies throughout time, bringing them into this strange vortex until you all landed back to your normal selves into the dust district of Thelos. Looking around, you witness your past selves running into battle against the undead, Cal remembering the words that were whispered to him by Nyx before he had traveled. So, Liberators, you are all together. You look around you, the world's no longer in desolation or back into a past where you can see the stars and the sunrise, but instead you are back into the dust-filled world. You have now witnessed yourselves running into battle, knowing that this is you fighting off against Dark Wren and the undead Scourge. Confused and trying to adjust back to this normal timeline, what do you all do next?
Horatio, where's...
Horatio, Monaco, you're alive, King!
What just happened?
Are we all here?
I'm so glad you guys are okay, as he looks at King and Bran.
Seems some of us were in the time that will become, or could become. Some of us went to the past, and I went somewhere different altogether.
Whatever Quickly, it takes.
There's no time to waste. We need to get to the throne room.
To the king's throne room?
We were just there.
Yes. And I take out the shard from my bag of holding.
I already have the shard. I took it right before the explosion.
Cal, grabbing, so you're going into the bag holding and holding up the shard?
Yes.
Okay, so now actually holding the shard quickly, you notice that it's like a broken piece, like a bottom part of metal to... what you now know is the blade that Gaia had used to tear the world, the reality asunder. The energy wafts over you as you are holding it now back into reality, and I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Do we see him struggle?
Well, we'll see when he rolls.
I rolled a 15.
15, okay. Yes, you do see him struggle. As he pulls it out and showing to you, sweat starts to beat down Cal's face. Thoughts and memories start peering into your head. Cogs begin to turn as you're just thrown, images just get thrusted upon you. You see what looks to be Gaia standing there with a blade in her hand, lifting it high on, while Eros and Erebus come run towards her with their hand stretched out. She begins slashing down, and as she does, a bright light comes upon you, blocking your vision, and you take 6 points of psychic damage. And like you kind of thrust back from it, and now you all see the stress coming from Cal at that moment.
Be careful, Cal.
I put it back into my bag of holding.
What's happening? What do we have to do? Let's hurry.
I'll explain on the way. I went to Eustacia.
Eustacia?
We're running. Nyx. Yeah, we are. As we're like running, I'm saying this.
Okay, you guys are running towards the... You know the way to the North District. North District.
To the throne room from... Yeah.
You guys know how to get to it.
Yeah, because we had been there before.
Mm-hmm.
With the king.
All right. So you guys continue running there. It's going to take you quite a bit if you're all just running there normally. But nevertheless, you're just making your way. Probably take you about
I could use,
half an hour or so.
Our unicorn's mobile mode to get us there quicker. It's less... It's
yeah, that would get you there.
Quickly. More, less inconspicuous though if we're on foot. So, does it just haste? Okay. As we start running and then he's explaining what's happening, we'll notice that it's taking too long, and I'll say this is taking too long. Caliburn, go! And I'll throw it up and have it break into the pieces and fall to the ground, and the unicorns will appear, and I'll say we must make haste.
Okay. All right, so King, as you do that, it splits into its 5 parts, each of them becoming the Technicolor unicorns assigned to each of the liberators.
There was something wrong in Eustacia. Nyx had been chained up as if in some sort of imprisonment or punishment. But she told me some things. That's why we need to head to the throne room. She said that the pathway to success lies with the throne. I have an idea, and I think in order to get the chaos that is running rampant, we need to use the throne and control the ley lines, set things right.
The ley lines are extremely powerful, and they run deep. I'm not sure if they go even as far as into other floors or not. This is what we must do, then let's go.
You have to try, we'll help you.
I have something that I think might help. I'll explain when we get there.
All right.
I don't understand, but it's good to see you again, Cal.
You as well, Duran. What did you see after the explosion?
A hellscape. The future is lost. The demons run rampant and flood the land from across the mountains. Killmount Fortress and Wall has been brought down.
The demons rule, and everything has fallen to darkness.
There's only small bastions of hope, and it is a bleak future indeed.
We can't let that happen.
And you, Minako, what did you and Horatio see in the past?
We saw Egbrio. We saw all of its inhabitants, and how much more powerful and in tune with the arcane they were. And we saw the Trius. And he kind of just...
And the sun.
The sun? In this land?
Yeah. Such a beautiful sight. King, do you remember the vision we saw?
Yes.
Of... And that explosion that happened that...
We couldn't see the source. Came out of nowhere.
Not nowhere.
That source was me.
What? How can that be?
He went back in time, King.
We saw a vision of you in the past do that?
Yeah, we just didn't see me.
Oh, good gods and goddesses. That's insane.
All of this was meant to happen. All of this had to happen.
So then what happens next? What happens now?
Nyx? I went with Nyx, and I met with the Fates. I released something. It was a small cube. And all of the energy of Hades poured out of it.
Just as that was
about to happen, Nyx told me that the pathway to success lies with the throne. It shall be my salvation.
Are you meant to sit on the throne?
I think so. I might need your help, though. Yours too, Horatio, and Duran and Minako. I think all of us are necessary for this to work.
Cal, King and I, we just came from a fight. I don't know if...
I was also still pretty exhausted, and I don't know, it seems that maybe slipping through time put us all back to normal. We have a second chance. We need to take it.
You're right, Cal. Let's do it.
Whatever you need.
And we all keep riding.
I'm going to, as we're riding, I would like to cast Aid on us, which will raise everyone's maximum hit points for 8 hours by, I'm going to just do it at level 2 so everyone gets 5 extra hit points.
And Minako will take about 10 minutes in the whole journey while we're riding there to shore up everyone's resolve with confidence. Just sort of giving I know we just came from something insane, but we have to do this. We can do this. And she'll kind of give some resolving statements. Activating her inspiring leader feature.
Okay. All right. Getting how much temporary hit points?
18.
18, all right.
I will cast Mage Armor on myself, just to make sure it's active.
Oh, good call. I will activate mine well.
As will I.
Duran will kind of saddle up next to King. King, are you okay?
I feel all right. I know that the scar is growing. I can feel it pulse, but I can't think about that right now. We have a future to save.
We have another chance.
Like, hold it in. We can do it. As long as you're by my side, I know we can.
Dran will reach out to touch King's hand while he travels on Unicorn.
I will reach out as well.
All right. And the two of you lock hands as you reach out and touch again, and you feel the aura of your steli bond once again. What broke before in the future seems to have rekindled, though it's still, if anything, it maybe it feels like it's wavering or something about it. It's not the same, but at least it's there again, and you try to just take solace in the fact that at least you have each other at this moment as you ride off in the dust set, heading towards the castle of the Arcane Capital. So what normally would take you 45 minutes to a half an hour, you blaze through. On your way there, you hear the explosions and the battles happening around you. There are people who, they see you walking by as the battle has not reached this far as you go through the Gem District and Mage District and keep making your way up through into the Light District. You go around and see and people just looking at you and just jumping out the way as you storm through and looking confused. Eventually, you do make it, following the path that you took to get to before, you do make it to the edge of the large lake that separates the Light District from the Noble District where the King's Castle lies. There is a gondola already there. There seems to be a person in there cleaning the gondola at the other end as you kind of halt yourselves before meeting the sapphire colored water that sparkles in the light. But they pay you no mind as you all run up there. But it doesn't seem like there's, unless you start flying, there's no way you'd be able to get across this lake or swim.
I'm going to brain chat directly to Duran and say, is that deja vu?
I would not know yet. It takes me time to tell.
I'll shout out, brace yourselves, and I'm going to call back Caliburn to spear form.
Okay, so you all brace yourselves and ready. You don't need to make a check for this since you're ready for it. And the unicorns form back into their metallic pieces until forming back into the spear, the unicorn spear back into King's hand.
I can change our appearance if we need to sneak by. All right. And I cast Seeming, and with his keen mind, I will just pick 5 guests from the gala and have us look like them.
Okay, sure. So you go ahead and cast your Seeming spell, and picking, you can easily recall several guests with your keen mind, with the utmost of detail. You all notice that your forms start to change, and you all become one of the nobles that were dressed in partying at the gala that would happen like an hour or so back. But the gentleman still doesn't seem to notice you. He's on a high platform and he's pretty high up there, probably about like 30 feet. You ought to take the stairs to get up there.
All right. I say we walk up and just look like we belong. Then we need to get to the other side.
You all start to walk up there. You begin to walk up the steps, and takes you a few moments until you reach the top. There is a platform that you remember, and that the nobles were kind of ushered into this beautiful tram that you took to get you in the first place. At this point, since you're walking up, the gentleman, who is a dwarven gentleman, who's dressed up in a regular kind of valet-like outfit that matches the decor of Thelos, turns around and sees you and goes,
what are you all doing here? I heard that the party was over, that there's some craziness going on. Did you forget something?
Yes, we left our things there. We forgot that we checked stuff. We have to go back. Is the tram working?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Come on, guys. Please hurry. Quick.
Wait.
He says, going in front of the door as you start to head up there.
I have orders from the king. It's the castle's closed. There was some emergency in town, and everyone went. Even the army was mobilized, and everyone just flew everywhere, and I don't think you should guys go back. It might be dangerous.
You should just let us on and help us get there. And Minako will just casually cast suggestion on the guy.
Okay. What is it? A wisdom saving though?
That's a will save, yes.
Okay, that's a 5. He goes, as you go ahead and move your hand and your words become power and they waft over into his ears, over his face, his eyes get a little heavy, and he looks a little drunk, and he goes, "Yeah, I should let you guys go. Come on in. I'll take you straight to the castle."
"Thank you so much."
"My pleasure." And he walks in and goes towards the area where the conductor goes to drive the tram. "Fasten your seatbelts to be careful."
"Thank you."
"Everyone ready?"
"Yes."
"Drive like your life depends on it."
"Right, I'll get us there as soon as I can." And he kind of goes ahead, and when you all get to your seats, and remember, it's a beautiful, comfortable, furnished tram, much different from the ones that you normally take to get in and out of Thelos. It begins to lurch forward and move, and there's a little bit of a jolt, and you guys head off, flying across the lake, looking down, seeing the sapphire sparkling waters and the castle Thelos not too far off into the distance. About 15 minutes pass. It can only go so fast, but you do start to descend and make it toward the next of the platform. There's no one on this platform that you can see, and there are no guards everywhere. You saw that there were guards before. Now there are none, until finally he locks into place, landing onto the platform. Coming out of his station, he walks towards all of you and says, "We've arrived. Is there anything else you want? Refreshments? Food? Anything I can do for you?"
Escort anyone who is still at the party off of this district. It would be safest if you could.
"Yeah, yes, definitely. I don't think there are any stragglers, but if you can send them my way, and I'll make sure they head back."
"Yeah, just wait like 15 minutes. We'll send anyone that we see, just in case. Thanks, you've been great."
"Of course. How long does suggestion last? Is it an hour?"
"8 hours.
8 hours, yeah, okay." He turns and says, "Yeah, wait. I'll wait and make sure people get over. Be safe, my nobles, lords, ladies." And he opens up the door for you to get onto the platform and continue to go down the steps, which you know leads towards the castle.
"Horatio, you lead the way. You probably remember the quickest to the throne room, quickest path."
"Sure." And DM, does Horatio remember the quickest path to the throne room?
So what you know is you went through a door that was glowing and you were just thrusted directly into the halls.
"Do I remember where that door was?"
"Yeah, so you know that you go down the stairs, and to the left there's bushes, or I should say there's like a wall of bush that's well manicured, and there were two guards standing at the entrance, and they ushered you into the left. So you would go down to the right and into the left."
"All right, so I would follow that path and say this way."
"In our vision, Kaio bent a scar for us into the throne room.
Do you think it wise to allow demonic access to the throne room?"
"Not at this time."
"All right. So you all keep head off. Are you running? Are you sneak? How's your pace?"
"I would assume we're going as quick as we can."
"Yeah, I thought we were running, like, full speed, full tilt."
"Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know." So they all begin running down the stairs, making way. You hear the splashing of the waves from the lake over towards your right. Turning the left, you walk down the pathway between the bushes until you open up the door that's there. As you open it up, what you see before you is not the grand dining room that you was, but instead of just glorious, huge mixture of metal and stone castle. It's well furnished with paintings and pictures of past members of the monarchy, as well as several paintings of the current king of Thelos. As you kind of turn around and you see it is a winding hallway of twists and turns and stairs that lead to whichever, and you are completely flabbergasted and no idea the layout.
"So I have no idea how to get to..."
"No, you would just magically teleport there through some type of arcane-like gate to get into the throne room. Possibly because they don't want people just walking around their castle. But now it seems like the magic has been turned off. So what do you guys do?"
"We could still try opening a scar."
Do we know how to even do that? We could try."
"We have done it before."
"Horatio, can you sense the ley lines?"
"Let me try." And Horatio will attempt to sense if there's any ley lines near.
Roll me an arcana check.
18.
18, okay. You go ahead and bend down, placing your hands into the ground, closing your eyes and thrusting your mind into the ground itself, trying to find the ley lines, opening your senses to the arcana around you. You feel something, definitely. You feel the energy of the ley lines around you. You feel it. It's like a like strings that are going all around, splitting into so many different trees, like roots of a tree, going to so many different directions. It's just, it's almost a little bit too much. You can't quite find the apex, the center where it all combines. Maybe, but because of your keen mind, I will tell you that you're just like, maybe if you can tap into stronger powers, maybe if you can connect more with the arcane, you can find it. But with your 18, you're unable. You can feel that there's the ley lines, but you're unable to trace them.
With that, like, feeling of tapping into more arcane power, Horatio will activate his Archon of War mode to see if that helps.
Okay. All right. So, Horatio, you go into your arc. Last time you did this, you exploded into everything, so that feeling comes upon you again, but nevertheless, you still try to release your Archon of Power. You all witness as Horatio begins to glow, with his long hair flying up into the sky, now becoming more muscular, stronger as this red aura forms around him. Going into your Archon of Power, you close your eyes, and I want you to make an Arcana check again, but do it at advantage. The DC has changed.
Can I also see this, that he needs, like, he's doing this, and be like,
yes,
guidance, great Mylaki, help him find the path, and I'll extend my hand and offer him guidance.
Okay.
That is a 29.
29. All right, Horatio, this time, inflaming in your red Archon of Power mode, you close your eyes and let loose the energy that's the aura that's swirling around you. As you push down, the aura goes and follows these tree trunks, these roots, and like lightning just forms through it, swimming throughout the trunks, going past turns and twists and being true, going closer and closer where the magic is getting stronger. You start to strain as sweat starts to beat down your face, but you hold on nonetheless, and as it pushes further and further again, still twisting and turning around this castle is massive. Not even massive in the stake, in the side, this massive amount of energy just lies in this castle alone. The floor that you're standing on is just brimming with arcane energy, and someone of weaker intelligence or arcane power would be lost forever into it. But with your Archon of Power, you can easily traverse it. And so finally, as you do, you go into the hallway. Go into the dining hall, up the staircase, as your mind goes on through the stone caverns, and until you finally see before you just a orb of arcane energy swirling around this one center, and you recognize this as the throne room. You also recognize three energies that are dark.
So he sees it like in his mind eye.
Mm-hmm.
Can I, Horatio, do you see it?
I do. There's also three alien energies. They feel dark.
There's no time to waste. Can I, like, grab onto him and try and, like, harness some energy with him, and I would, if possible, I'd like to upcast Dimension Door and create a rift there.
Before, if he tries to reach to touch Horatio while he's touching the ley line, Duran will try to grab his arm and stop him before he touches him.
I'm gonna try it.
Okay. Roll me dexterity check.
He got me.
Both of
Don't even. His.
What was your number?
Duran is a 19.
Six.
19. Okay. So, King, you're about to go down and touch Horatio, but as you do, you feel grip onto your wrist, and you look over, and you see holding you is your Stellus.
My love, what?
He shakes his head, and he puts his finger to his chest and shakes his head before you touch Horatio.
We have to hurry. We can't let that future happen.
DM, do I have an exact pinpoint location?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll get us there. Just everyone hold on to me. Duran, you hold on to him. And if everyone holds on, Horatio will cast teleport.
Okay. So Horatio, you go. So what are you all doing as Horatio says this?
Yeah.
Grabbing on.
Duran grabs on to Horatio.
Okay.
Yeah, we trust him.
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. So, Horatio, you feel the touch of everybody on your back as you're bent over, your eyes closed, and you're kneeled down, touching it with your left hand. All the finger, each of your five fingers just glowing with magic. As you do so, the rocks and the dust and the things that are around you begin floating up as the ground begins to shake and rumble. And as they start to float, they start to circle in a 10-foot cube around all of you. Horatio, you strain, you're focusing on it. You do know the energies you feel that you're on it is definitely chaotic, dark and chaotic. As you're reaching out, the pathway shows you. Describe how your 10-foot cube teleportation field looks like.
I was not expecting this. It would just be kind of like one of the pieces of the arcane ward would shoot out and create like this just giant ring, and instead of being in front of us, it's just gonna be below us and shoot a light up that teleports us out to the new location.
Okay, I like it. So, as the light shoots up and hits all of you, you guys are instantly dematerialized, shunted from the area that you're in until the light reappears at the location, shooting down. You all hear, "What?" And the light dims and you're all still holding on to Horatio, appear. Looking around you, you see you're within the throne again with the stone, with a stone throne that resembles a Stonehenge, and the ley lines all glowing within this as the energy is connecting to the throne room. Standing there, shocked, looking at you, are three familiar entities. You see two bat-like humanoid creatures of a succubi and an incubus look on over, while the amorbic white blob shape of Deja Vu stands there as they're looking shocked seeing your appearance. They immediate, as you look up and you lock eyes, they don't even react as they're just shocked from your sudden appearance.
And it's the nobles, it's not the liberators.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like, "Who? What is this? Balin?
I don't know, Jalen. Who are you?"
Durant isn't going to hesitate. He's going to run over and he's going to... Is it obviously them in their like normal forms? Because he's going to strike Deja Vu if he sees them with the Chaotic Blade right now.
Okay. Yeah, you totally took them by surprise.
As that is happening, Horatio kind of has a smile on his face and he just drops, seeming as Durant is on his way to strike Deja Vu.
They kind of look over as you start to run and thrust. So like we'll take your full move. You're about like 30, 40 feet away from them at this point as you teleported. They look over at you and as your form begins to change and you go to grab the Chaos Blade from the future. It is brimming with chaos energy. It is just red and black and nothing but anger and hatred fills your soul, Durant, as you're using it, seeing your enemies afoot right in front of you. They go, "You!" And let me go ahead and set up the map. So, Durant, as the form starts to fade away from Horatio's spell, they all witness the liberators once again, and you see the looks on their faces go from shock to sheer anger. But before they're even able to say anything, Durant, you run forward, closing the gap. You see that the closest to you is Balin, and then Jalen, and then standing next to Jalen is Deja Vu. Not in their fully armored demon form yet, but in their regular amorphous changeling form. So you can go ahead and make your surprise attack, and I'll give you the movement to do so as well.
Awesome. Is it a full attack or an attack action?
You get an attack action.
Yeah. Will I still be able to use my action surge?
You can use your action surge, yes, that's fine.
Durant runs charging straight towards Deja Vu, his eyes stinging with rage as he brings down his blade on Deja Vu's amorphous form.
Now, if you're going to run to the throne room, I'm going to need you to roll me, because you're hopping over it, so like an acrobatics check.
Oh no, I'm going to run around. I can run around it. I have 35 feet of movement.
Okay, yep, that's more than enough. Oh, actually, that's exactly what you need. All right, so Duran, you run across.
And he runs over and opens the big swing down with the blade with pent-up vengeance and fury resonating within it.
All right, go ahead and make your attack.
I roll a 26.
26, that's a hit, roll damage. 16 points of damage, which as you slash down onto Deja Vu, it definitely seems that they're shocked when they get hit by it, and you see them go, ah, and take the slash, but it doesn't seem to go to be a full effect, at least not in the form that they are currently in.
That's okay. Duran doesn't stop. He's filled with fury. Also, sneak attack damage.
All right, 7 more points of sneak attack damage. Nice.
No, that was kinetic slash damage for the first hit.
Okay, go ahead and do your sneak attack damage, yes.
This would be sneak attack damage.
What a blow. 22 more points of damage onto as Deja Vu was not ready for your strike. Go ahead and continue your attack action. 28. And what gives it the advantage again? Oh, because you move before them?
Yeah. Yeah, because the assassinate ability gives me advantage on the attacks, and if they connect, they crit.
Okay. Go ahead and make your roll damage. All right, 6 more points towards them.
And the blade, like, it's like, does it, like, and the second kinetic slash triggers from the blade speeding up.
All right, 7 more points of damage towards them.
And he's going to blow his action surge. He's going to strike 2 more times.
Okay. The momentum of the blade is starting to pick up. More and more of this dark energy starts swirling around you, Duran, and you're furious. Getting more and more angry as you slash into Deja Vu.
You monster! For everyone you've hurt! For everyone you've harmed!
Natural 20, but you're already hit with a critical regardless, so 25 more points of damage. Nice. Continue with your attack. 24 hits. Roll that damage. Alright, an additional 30 points of damage. Okay, what a turn! So Duran, you run in there, and Deja Vu was not ready, as Bailey and Jalen just slowly move. You're like the wind, you dart across the throne room, running directly towards Deja in their normal unarmored form. They just put up as much of the defenses as they can as you just hear them go, "Oh no!" As you slash over and over again, the momentum of the dark, chaotic blade continuing to go as it receives more kinetic energy, and you just want to kill. You are furious. You are starting to see a red in your eyes and your blood focus onto Deja. I need you to roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Awesome. Wait, I'm not that close to Cal anymore.
No, you're not.
16.
A 16, all right. You're just so angry. Everything around you goes silent. All you see is just Deja and want to destroy them. You are now attacking recklessly. Your attacks will be at advantage, but all attacks against you will also be at advantage. As you do, a chaotic blade just gives you more energy. You lose your defenses, but you heighten your strength. Everything before you needs to die.
Deja must die.
King, you feel this rage. You're like, ah! When you feel, like, through your Stellus Bond, you can feel the darkness or the chaos swirling with Duran as he's striking with his blade. All of you still, and you can go whatever order you wish, you all go at the same time. It's all a surprise round. There's still shocks, so you can do what you can, including movement in one attack action, or bonus action, or, like, one action. I was saying, before we start, we might as well have everyone roll initiative.
Smart.
And then you'll just go in the order that you're in. They've already rolled their initiative.
I rolled a 1.
Awesome.
So Horatio will move his full movement right over here. Yeah. And he will lightning bolt all 3 of them.
All right. Go ahead and select them and have them roll their saves. So go ahead and make your attack.
2 succeeded, 1 failed.
All right, roll that damage.
So there it is. And that is the end of my turn.
Okay, so...
Oh, my surprise round.
So, Horatio, you run down there, shooting across with your electricity, moving your fingers in a motion. The blast comes out, striking. You are in your Archon of Power mode. Do you get anything for that? Just want to be sure you don't get anything.
Oh, that's if I burn my power, but I'm not. I'm saving my point. I only have 1 right now.
Okay. All right. Striking them, they, after getting slashed by Duran, they look on over and see a bolt of lightning strike, and you just hear, oh, 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 as they're all shocked and hit once again. Continue your surprise round.
Monaco Cape takes a couple steps out, waving her wand, and she shouts, darkness take you, blindness. It is a single target spell that she is casting at fifth level because she is a warlock, and therefore
yeah,
it targets
an area single
up to its... I think she can target six people, but she's just going to get these three.
Okay. Oh, excellent. All right. Do they make a save?
They do. I'm going to pass them.
All right. So it looks like Balin and Jalen failed, but Deja succeeded. You just see here and go, ah, my eyes, my beautiful eyes. Ah, help me, brother. And is that way as far as you wish to move, about 5 feet ahead?
Yeah, she doesn't. She just kind of advances on him a little bit, but doesn't run too far away from Cal.
Okay. Cal, what are you doing?
I am going to move in front of Monaco, running up, pulling out my rifle, actually, Demon's Bane, and I'm going to use a grit point to use Deadeye Shot, giving me advantage on this next attack, and I'm going to raise the barrel of this rifle and blast away at Deja Vu.
All right.
16.
16 unfortunately misses. You go ahead and strike Deja Vu. This time they are ready. Seeing it, they duck out the way fast and look on over towards you with scowling. Gonna have to try better than that.
And that'll be everything I can do, really. I'm going to pull out my revolvers, but that's one of my revolvers. That's it.
All right. Up next is, finally, King. What are you doing for your surprise movement / action?
I'll take a few steps closer to the throne and Duran, and feeling the pain in my heart from the rage that he's used and sent back, I touch my heart and use the bond of the Stelae to cast Warding Bond on Duran. And as I do so, I say, don't forget who you are. Don't let the chaos consume you. And I'll activate the spell, which will give him +1 AC, +1 save, and resistance to all damage. And I'll take half of the damage he takes.
Okay. You go ahead.
Don't forget who you are.
Those words you hear, Duran, seem to be more muffled. You hear, woo, 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 as nothing but rage comes into your mind. But you do feel an energy come upon you. You do feel the link. But now that you've linked even further, King, you're really feeling the rage and the chaos starting to creep in there. You can tell exactly what stage is at, and you can slowly start to see that it's building and rising in him.
I'm gonna step here, but I don't want to, like, get on the throne. I'm just, like, next to it.
We need to deal with these three first.
Okay. Can you move up right behind the throne? You see that the floors are all... Like, you can see the pathways. They're, like, tree trunks, tree roots going into the center of where this throne is. Whereas only Horatio saw it before. You all in this room can see it physically. That's how brimming of arcane energy it is. I would say now that if you all cast some type of magical ability, for the most part, you could start to feel that it's almost like gasoline in the air and that any spark can set off anything. That's how thick of the magic it is in here, almost resemblant to how it felt when you were working to that runic room inside the Corporis Arcana. So keep that in mind as you shoot your spells. But we will, now that everyone has taken their surprise round with initiative ordered, we will now shout, the order is Deja Vu, followed by... Balin, followed by Duran, Monaco, King, and Horatio, then Jalen, and then ending is Cal. So, top of the round, after all of your onslaughts of attacks, they all seem ready, and Deja Vu goes, ugh, what are you all doing here? I saw you all go and head into the town. This is impossible. There's no way. No matter. Master Erebus has kept us in charge of keeping this place safe. You will not touch these ley lines. I don't care if he wants you guys alive. I will destroy you all first. Beware of the one who wields chaos. Don't dip into that magic yet. Get far enough away before you start tapping into the power of Master Erebus. Right. Right. The twerps are back again. This time you won't get off so easy. But nevertheless, Dejah will take their turn. Duran, you're really close. So what Dejah's gonna do is gonna use a bonus action to teleport away. You see Dejah form starts to dark energy starts to swirl around Deja Vu. As you try to reach out and grab them, nothing but dust and air appears.
Is it worth it? Oh no. Does that feel like a spell or is that an innate ability?
Something
could we discern that?
I'm just gonna counterspell it.
Alright. So you go ahead and attempt to counterspell the movement, and as you do, the form around Deja begins to, the darkness around Deja begins to stop, and like the mist-like effect fades away, and you see them standing there like, oh poo, you're such a party pooper. I need some distance.
And because I dispelled magic in Archon of War mode, I believe I gain a power surge point, but let me check that.
Alright, don't forget to mark up your spell slots. But yes, you've successfully counterspelled the Dark Misty Step.
Yeah, so I gain one power surge. I've already clicked the spell slot off. I have two power surge points. Right.
Deja will use, since that was her bonus, their bonus action, they will then decide to use their action to disengage. And you see them run to the bushes in the corner. It's like, catch me if you can! Come on, see if you can face me over here. Or do you need your friends? Duran.
Does that movement provoke an attack of opportunity?
No, because they disengaged. So they are now obscured in the trees, but you saw which direction they went into. So they do have full cover, but they taunt you, Duran, saying, catch me if you can, Duran the fail. And they end their turn, since I had to use her action to do that. Balin will go. Balin will... is blind. So let's see what I can do about that. All right, so Balin's going to look on over towards his sister, and you see them both nod, and Balin's going to, can't see anything, fly away. Will use their action to dash and go up 120 feet into the air. So, and that will end their turn. Duran, you're up next.
Cool. Duran is gonna run into the direction of the forest where he thinks Deja went.
Okay. It does become difficult terrain as you get into the tree area. So if you will have to use, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 35, 40. So you would have to use 50 feet of movement to get right in front of him.
Can I make an acrobatics check to climb through it like a crazy, like a crazed animal?
I will allow it. Go ahead and make an acrobatics check.
Oof. I rolled a 12.
All right, a 12. A 12.
But Myleki's the goddess of trees specifically. Doesn't that grant advantage?
Unfortunately, his rage doesn't... You can't feel the connection through his rage.
I'll use a lucky die to reroll that.
Okay.
A 19.
19. Better. You are able to get throughout the trees and you're an unaffected... by it, but it will use up all of your movement just to reach Deja as you jump throughout the trees, but you do see them.
I have 70 feet of movement typically, by the way.
Oh, you have 70 flat?
No, 35 flat, 70 bonus.
Yeah, I'm
action.
Saying that's, you use all your flat movement. Yeah, you can use a bonus action to continue, but your flat movement has been used up, just FYI.
If Duran can get to Deja, he's gonna start trying to find Deja and start to swing.
Okay, alright. So Deja is, you both are within the treescape. You do see Deja kind of hiding behind one of the trees, and she, as they are laughing, you can go ahead and make an attack.
It misses.
It's so heavily, like, you see them like, ha, come catch me, Duran the fail. As you swinging and just hitting nothing but tree.
He swings again.
That's a miss.
And then I'll roll one more. That's also a miss.
That is also a miss. Mm-hmm.
He howls in anger and swings with his bonus action of his last swing. two twos and a one.
Wow, their hand is angry.
Dice color. Change the dice color. That color's going to jail.
The Halloween is forever. I can't change these colors.
So, Duran, as you run in there and you're just covered by the trees, all you hear is just the laughter of Deja going in and out, in and out. And as you make your slashes, you're just chopping up, chopping with your blade and buzzsawing around the trees, cutting them down nonetheless. But one thing you do notice, as the trees are cut, the magical energy of this sanctum seems to fly up and repair it. So as you're chopping, the trees are just keep repairing themselves as the heavy arcana energy in here regenerates it. And then Deja just dancing around the bushes, dodging your hits.
Bite me!
And all you hear them is laughing.
That's the end of his turn.
All right. So up next, Monaco. What would you like to do?
Monaco will... She steps... a little bit in front of Cal just to get a better view and get proper line of sight on Balin, who is 120 feet in the air, right?
Yeah, they're 120 feet in the air. Yeah.
Oh, so she would have to be directly under. So she's not gonna. She's just gonna. She'll just fire some Eldritch blasts at Jalen.
Okay. So Jalen's on the ground.
Okay.
Just letting you know. And Balin's in the air. At advantage, because they cannot see you.
And a 29.
That hits. Roll damage.
7 damage. And another one. A 30. 4.
That hits.
15. And one last one that misses.
14 misses. All right. So, Jalen's looking around, like, where are you? Oh, where's the, who casted this upon me? Gets hit by one. Oh, gets hit by the other one, but seems to get used to the rhythm of your Eldritch Blast and just sidesteps and jumps the last one as she frails her wings out and begins floating and hovering in the air, landing back down. Ooh, I know where you are. I'll get you. What else would you like to do your turn?
And then she will start running past King. Towards the other side of the throne, getting closer towards Deja Vu, saying as she does so, we can't let them.
All right. Monaco, roll me a dexterity save.
A 5.
5, okay. So as you're running over there, you notice that beneath your feet are one of the roots, etches of the ley lines. Stepping on over it, it starts to glow up. You're trying to, and you see it, that white energy shoot up after it. As you try to jump out the way, you're an unfortunate, not fast enough, and you're just hit with a intense amount of arcane energy that strikes your body. You take 11 points of force damage, and that's it. Nothing else happens to you, but you are struck by it, and it goes back. The ley lines go back down to their normal. You notice that the ground is very active, and there are ley lines everywhere. You're not sure where exactly is a safe spot for ley line, but you definitely know that this spot seems to be very turbulent.
Well, she cannot move anymore, so she will not.
All right, anything else you wish to do, or would that end your turn?
That's it.
Okay. King, you're up next. At the start of your turn, because you are right next to the throne, I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw. 4.
I would like to use my lucky point and reroll that. As I stabled myself, or as I approached the throne, I saw the cracks on the ground. And a 12. Little bit better with a 12.
You go over and you see Monaco thrust by the ley line. You then look on over at the throne where all the ley lines converge and see that energy start to spark around them. The more that magic energies and fluctuations happening here seems to be reacting to whatever is going on here inside the room. The blast, you steel yourself, but unfortunately the blast hits you so fast you're unable to jump out the way, taking force damage from this energy. You take 14 points of force damage.
Oof.
Continue your turn.
All right. Does it move me or no? It just jolts me.
No. You do not get moved. You just hits you. You're like, oof, yeah.
Oof. Okay. This land is protected and you are unwelcome here. I call upon the guardians of this land. and I'll call forth my spiritual guardians, and I'm going to upcast it at fifth level, and a radiating out around me in a 15-foot circle, the spirits of nature arise, and all evil creatures, I'll take a step away from it towards Cal. I'm going to, like, walk around like this. All these evil creatures will be sent back to the abyss, and you see, like, spectral trees starting to grow, and unicorns, like, starting to, like, run through the forest. So then Jaylen will get hit by the unicorns at the start of their turn, and their speed is halved while they're within this zone. Also, additionally, since my Stellae bond is active for 15 feet around Duran, the unicorns in this spectral forest will appear, and Deja Vu at the start of their turn, since they're within the range, also will be attacked by these spectral guardians.
Indeed they will. So, you all see King's familiar spiritual guardians appear up in forms of trees and unicorns as they start to bombard and crash around the enemies around you, though Jaylen being far enough away, Jaylen being struck with it. Duran, the same happens around you, and everything is just blurry. You just are focusing on Deja, who's just behind this trunk. By the way, it has three-quarters cover. We applied the same effects, but I said full cover. It's three-quarters cover. But nevertheless, it's struck, and but Duran, you don't notice any of this. You're just focused on Deja Vu. King, really quick, roll me a perception check.
Perception. Not my strongest. Nope, didn't see it. Seven.
Seven? Yep. You don't notice. You notice something off of a Duran. That's all you notice.
Okay. Would that be insight, since I'm feeling it, not perception?
I'll let you reroll. All right, take the seven and add your insight then, and I'll allow it.
Okay, thank you. Because that's a little better for me, because it says determine true intentions of a creature. So that's a plus five, so that brings me to a 12.
12? Okay. You notice that his urge to kill is rising, and you're worried. Like, you don't know what it's doing to him, but it's like the Stellus bond, at least you can sense, is not the normal state that it's in. It's in a very state of flux. You don't like it, and that's all you get with the 12.
All right. Okay, I'll have to act upon that next turn. Yeah, because I don't have a bonus that I can do.
All right. So up next is Horatio Cain. No. From there, they are completely hidden. From where you guys are, they're in full cover, so they cannot be targeted. Duran got close enough where it's three quarters because...
Three quarters. Yeah. Okay. Well, Balin is 120 in the air. I think that I am going to... Can I see Duran, or is he full cover as well?
He's also full cover. They are just in the bushes.
Okay. Sorry. I'm looking at... Yeah, so... Horatio is going to just hit Jaylen with a Witch Bolt, since he's at advantage. And wait, no, hold on. Lewis is thinking. They take half lightning damage, so I'm not going to do that.
Ooh, look who's the remembering.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have Chromatic Orb. What I'm going to do is cast the Protection upon... us to raise our AC. Unfortunately, I can't see Duran. I wanted to put it on him, but I'm going to burn my sixth level and cast Miasma Protection.
Miasma Protection.
Miasma.
Miasma of Protection. You're stinking healthy cloud.
All right. So you go ahead and cast your sixth level spell as you concentrate. Oh, all of you feel this strange bubbling matter. It feels icky, but it protects you nonetheless. It's almost joining in with the chaos that's around you and keeping it off like a repellent, making you more protected from the negative energies. Is everyone but Monaco and Duran?
And Duran, yes.
Okay. Raise your AC by...
Raise your AC by two.
Two.
And you take no damage from magic missile.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, yeah, I cast that, and I would like to...
and you're targeting, you're centering on yourself. Because remember, you can center on everyone.
I'm centering it on myself.
Got it. Okay.
And then with my bonus action, I will go into Archon of Peace to further increase my AC.
Okay.
And that is the end of my turn.
Alrighty, so Horatio, you go ahead and cast your signature spell that you've created, casting upon using your abjuration magic to heal or shield those around you. In doing so, you look on over, switching your mode as it goes from that red angered power mode into the blue power of peace. And everyone who's within Horatio's field feel a sense of calm, at least. It doesn't affect you directly, you do just feel it. And Horatio, you calm down a bit, smarter, more tactical in your emotions. Does that end your turn?
No, sorry. I would move 10 feet closer to bring this here. And that way Monaco also gets the plus 2 AC. And that's the end of my turn.
Okay. Oh, Monaco, roll me a concentration check because you did take damage and you're concentrating on blindness, correct? Or is it just a duration? Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. It's a concentration save. It's a dexterity. It's a concentration saving throw, right?
Con save, yes. Yeah, you passed it. Okay. All right. Up next, Jaylen. All right. They rolled a 19, so go ahead and do the.
I'm going to use my reaction and pull some luck and use two sorcery points and reduce their save.
Ooh,
by...
Look at you. Okay, so that is a failure. Roll
enough
again
by 3 to make them fail.
By no matter what, you are failing this.
By no matter what, you're failing. Okay, there we go. And I upcast it, so it is 5d8.
Pathetic.
Which was pathetic 16 points of radiant damage.
16 points is a lot.
I expected it to be so much more than that.
The blind Jaylen is screams in pain. Like, oh, get off of me! Oh, get off of me! Oh! And they will attempt to flee into the air 120 feet, but their movement is halved for at least 20 of those feet, or 15? Is it 15-foot radius or 20-foot radius?
Half of their movement for 15 feet out, and then they would be whatever. So it takes 10, 20, 30, and then minus 30 from the 120, so they can get 60 feet, I guess? No, 90? 90.
Yeah, so they're going to be 30 feet. They're going to be 90 feet in the air, so they're also going to go 90 feet in the air as well. But she's going to go, but Balin's still higher than her. But she will go up there to get out of the range of your
trees.
Yes, your spiritual guardian.
Unicorns.
And do they have to roll?
Spiritual guardians.
For blindness, deafness, they do get a save at the end of the turn? Okay, so Balin's still blinded. And now Jaylen in the air, she will end her turn, and she will also roll one as well. 18. All right, so they are still blinded. Ooh, this spell sucks. Up next, they're just like,
someone, Deja, get this spell off of us. Attack the witch.
Deja does not respond. Cal, you're up next. Have you checked your pocket?
You already checked. End of, yes.
Yes, there's enough. There are 5 of them.
Okay. All right. In that case, I wish Duran was over with us.
Everyone, meet me around the throne and take one of these.
And I reach into my pocket and pull out 5 pieces of fruit. And is there anything special about this fruit, DM? Does it have like a certain glow? What does that look like?
Oh, totally. I was going to say that. So as you pull out this, you go tell anyone saying, handing this fruit. The fruit is golden and glowing.
I'll say, give me Duran's.
I give him 2.
I'll get him.
Okay. It's free action. Just you're right next to him, so you can just easily give him 2.
Yeah.
King, you grab 2 of the glowing fruits. King, immediately you feel, just because of your divinity, brimming power of Eustacia coming from these fruits. I mean, you don't know exactly what the power of Eustacia is, but you know that this is the brimming power of Eustacia.
Like, unknown but familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, so, since the Jaylen and Balin are up in the air, I'm not really worried about it, so I'm going to
walk towards Horatio, give him one, and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll move my first 20 feet, giving one to Monaco as well.
Okay, and since you are passing through the throne, so I'm going to need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, as I'm doing that movement, I want to pop one of them into my mouth as well and start chewing on it.
Certainly.
So what did you give me exactly?
A glowing gold fruit, like a cherry. Yeah.
And what kind of save do I have to make?
Dexterity save.
Dexterity save. Okay.
As you hear, more explosion of arcane energy comes from the throne as you pass through it. 18, that succeeds. So you are able to dodge and jump out the way, passing through the throne. But you surely feel how it's brimming with power. And like just something is drawing you to it, Cal. Like you get the feeling, you just get a feeling coming from it, a familiarity or something. You're not exactly sure. And the words of Nyx keep flowing throughout your head. But you do dodge it and don't take any damage.
And would my full action be eating the fruit?
I would say, no, it would be like quaffing, so it would be a bonus action.
Okay.
It's like eating, cool. It's like drinking a potion.
Because then from there, I want to get onto the throne.
Oh, okay. That would be an action to do so, yes. And yeah. A bonus action to take the fruit. So you are eating the fruit?
Yeah, and like after, as soon as I get done swallowing this cherry-sized piece of fruit, I get onto the throne.
Okay, so after handing over your fruit to Monaco, you grabbing this fruit, it kind of burns you a little bit, or like it gives you an uneasiness, and like it irritates your hand as you grab it, but you grab it nonetheless. Before Cal, you just pop it into your mouth. It's and just chew and swallow. As you do, you can hear the sounds of it going down your esophagus, and then all of a sudden you. As you hear the pulsating of your heartbeat and you just stop for a moment, I need you to roll me a d6. And this will determine what happens to everybody when they eat it.
Oh my gosh. That's a 6. Hopefully that's good. I don't know.
Oh no.
Okay.
6.
A 6. All right. You go ahead and eat it. And as you do, power starts flooding throughout your veins. You feel the energy of the divine just flow through it and flood every single pathway that's within inside your body. Your blood begins to boil, but it's not painful. It's energetic. The energy starts to flow around you as the arcane power that's within this area starts to fluctuate and surround you. And immediately, and almost like a magnet, it collects onto your body, and everyone just feels energy pop out of Cal. Like wind thrust back, and you all kind of put up your hands for a second. At that moment, Cal, you are now level 14.
Oh my gosh.
This is not on top of, you don't complete the goal, you just get whatever experience you had now, and yeah, then you jump to a level. So.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So you're like 14 and a, like 3/4. I'll give you that, I'll let you know that, so.
What? Oh my gosh.
And in doing so, feeling the surge of power, you immediately use your action to run onto the throne and sit down. As you sit on the throne, a similar reaction that what happened with Horatio comes upon you as well. And it's intense. How Horatio was able to stand this, you don't know. You're not even sure if you can, as your consciousness floods into the ground itself, flowing everywhere, connecting to the ley lines, going throughout the city of Thelos, going throughout the plains of Duskhaven, going throughout the reaches of the void itself. Your mind is entangled and you see the battle happen. So you see your mind stretches up and you go, and even the ley lines, although they're on the ground, it reaches up to the heavens, stretching up. And as your mind swoops and falls onto the floating castle, the Corporis Arcana, flowing throughout that, you start to see people running away. You see yourself standing face to face with Daramo. You see the square off happening as Judean Sunfels beginning the action of pulling it out, and everything is going on. You know there's only minutes left until whatever happens there happens. Shooting back down, you do see what's happening with King Terminus as he's battling the undead. The tide seems to be in his favor, and then more and more Fia stretching out until your mind is just lost. And you should make me an intelligence saving throw, because you just ate the fruit and brimming with power. I'll give you advantage with it.
Oh my gosh, that is a total of a 23. That was a 19 roll. I dropped the two. I am I'm so nervous right now.
Okay, so with a 23, you sit upon the throne and are immediately, your mind starts to fade away and drift further. You're losing yourself. You're starting to nod off. But then you stop before you fall down and sit on the throne, and your eyes open up and begin glowing white. Begin glowing white as you do. You sit back up, upright onto the throne, putting your hands onto the side armrests and clench down hard onto its stone surface. When you do so, you're able to control the fluctuation of magic in here. If you want it to be, you don't have to. You can settle the magic within this place, no longer having to make dex saves to jump out the way from random sporadic eruptions. And you also feel one more thing, and it's almost as if the power of Nyx floods into you as well, and you feel as Judane is starting to pull out the stone, you feel the magic that's holding up the Corporis Arcana start to wane. It hasn't fallen yet, and immediately, and you know what's coming forth, and in your mind, your energy just shoots up, and the tendrils begin to form and hover and circle around the bottom of the Corporis Arcana, stopping it from falling as the energy begins to fluctuate around there. And with that, we will take a break before we start the next round.
Oh my gosh.
I'm definitely gonna eat the fuck out of that fruit.
Oh my god.
Also, if you want, you can... Because you'll get you got the entire bonus of leveling up, so you not without having to long rest. So if you want, you can do your level up really quick, and then play. And
it'll be when we eat it.
Yeah, when you eat it, you can level yourselves up, and then you'll be at whatever you would get at level 14.
Okay, so are you saying we can do it now ahead of time? That's gonna be my next bonus action. True.
So yeah, level yourselves up. You also get the bonus of your HP coming back. So if you are damaged, you get it back. So I will give everyone a long rest. Well, not for the sake of not destroying the battle map, just reset your HPs to what the maximum would be. Like if you got the plus whatever from King, so you would be at that.
Okay.
When you
and the spell slots come back and everything?
Spell slots come back and everything.
And Lucky and Ilrabu?
And Lucky and Ilrabu, you guys, you rolled a 6. A lot of things would, well, there was only, I wrote down a 6. Yeah, 6 was like, you had a 1 in 6 chance to get probably what I feel would be the best thing, and you rolled a 6.
Oh, 6 was like, everything comes back?